Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast, number 726. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to encourage you to pray in times like these. Today I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled A Good Prayer by Joanna Fuchs. Dear Lord above, please hear our prayer. Please keep us in your love and care. For sins of ours, we accept the blame. Forgive us, please, in Jesus' name. Please lead us in the right direction. We pray for your divine protection. Keep our loved ones safe, secure. If troubles come, help us endure. Your holy purpose, help us fulfill. Keep us always in your will. We pray for compassion, mercy, and grace. Let heaven be our eternal place. Thank you for blessings, big and small. Thank you, dear Lord, for them all. Thank you, dear Lord, for them all. The simple purpose of this podcast is to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you to simply just pray unto the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast and radio broadcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today in the Bible is Matthew 6:5, which reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they loved to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this verse from Matthew Henry's commentary. What the fault is that is here reproved and condemned, it is making a mere lip labor of the duty of prayer, the service of the tongue, when it is not the service of the soul. This is expressed here by two words, batalogia, polylogia, vain repetitions, tautology, batology, idle babbling over the same words again and again to no purpose. Like batus sub illis montibus erunt, erunt sub montibus illis, like that imitation of the wordiness of a fool, a man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him, who can tell, which is indecent and nauseous in any discourse, much more in speaking to God. It is not all repetition in prayer that is here condemned, but vain repetitions. Christ himself prayed, saying the same words out of more than ordinary fervor and zeal, and there is a very elegant repetition of the same words. It may be of use both to express our own affections and to excite the affections of others, but the superstitious rehearsing of a tale of words, without regard to the sense of them, as the Papists saying by their beads so many Ave Marys and Paternosters, or the barren and dry going over the same things again and again, merely to drill out the prayer to such a length and to make a show of affection when really there is none. These are the vain repetitions here condemned. When we would fain say much, but cannot say much to the purpose, this is displeasing to God and all wise men. Much speaking and affectation of prolixity or prolixity in prayer, either out of pride or superstition or an opinion that God needs either to be informed or argued with by us, or out of mere folly and impertinence because men love to hear themselves talk. Not that all long prayers are forbidden. Christ prayed all night. Solomon's was a long prayer. There is sometimes need of long prayers when our errands and our affections are extraordinary, but merely to prolong the prayer as if it would make it more pleasing or more prevailing with God is that which is here condemned. It is not much praying that is condemned. No, we are bid to pray always, but much speaking. The danger of this error is when we only say our prayers and not when we pray them. This caution is explained by that of Solomon, "Let thy words be few, considerate and well weighed. Take with you words, choose our words, and do not say everything that comes uppermost." That's real good, folks. Matthew Henry, used by God, was extraordinary in his gift and ability by the grace of God. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from R.A. Torrey. He said, "We sometimes fear to bring our troubles to God because they must seem small to him who sitteth on the circle of the earth. But if they are large enough to vex and endanger our welfare, they are large enough to touch his heart of love." Can somebody say amen? Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. You need to let your children see you pray. Your children need to see you pray through the good times and the bad times. They need to see you pray constantly. They need to see you pray without ceasing. Not only should your children see you pray, let them hear you pray. In other words, pray out loud. Let them hear you call out their names in prayer. Pray for them and with them. Yes, indeed, men, women, boys, and girls ought to pray because we need God in our lives to help us do what He wants done in the world. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer and the House of God, Part 2, from the book The Necessity of Prayer by Brother E.M. Bounds. And I want to remind you, beloved, to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds to teach me the power of prayer when I was a young Christian, of course, along with the Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God, and other books. And so I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "The life, power, and glory of the church is prayer. The life of its members is dependent on prayer. And the presence of God is secured and retained by prayer." Can somebody agree with that by saying amen? If you cannot say amen, please nod your head. The very place is made sacred by its ministry. Without it, the church is lifeless and powerless. Without it, even the building itself is nothing more or other than any other structure. Prayer converts even the bricks and mortar and lumber into a sanctuary, a holy of holies, where the Shekinah glory dwells. It separates it in spirit and in purpose from all other edifices. Prayer gives a peculiar sacredness to the building, sanctifies it, sets it apart for God, conserves it from all common and mundane affairs. With prayer, though the house of God might be supposed to lack everything else, it becomes a divine sanctuary. So the tabernacle, moving about from place to place, became the Holy of Holies because prayer was there, because prayer was there. Without prayer, the building may be costly, perfect in all its appointments, beautiful for situation, and attractive to the eye, but it comes down to the human with anointing divine in it and is on a level with all other buildings. Without prayer, a church is like a body without spirit. It is a dead, inanimate thing. A church with prayer in it has God in it. When prayer is set aside, God is set aside. God is outlawed. When prayer becomes an unfamiliar exercise, then God Himself is a stranger there. As God's house is a house of prayer, the divine intention is that people should leave their homes and go to meet Him in His own house. The building is set apart for prayer, especially. And as God has made special promise to meet His people there, it is their duty to go there, and for that specific end. Prayer should be the chief attraction for all spiritually minded churchgoers. While it is conceded that the preaching of the Word has an important place in the house of God, yet prayer is its predominating distinguishing feature. Not that all other places are sinful or evil in themselves or in their uses, but they are secular and human, having no special conception of God in them. The church is essentially religious and divine. The work belonging to other places is done without special reference to God. He is not specifically recognized nor called upon. In the church, however, God is acknowledged, and nothing is done without Him. Prayer is the one distinguishing mark of the house of God. As prayer distinguishes Christian from unchristian people, so prayer distinguishes God's house from all other houses. It is a place where faithful believers meet with their Lord. Amen. Somebody, somewhere. That's good stuff. Go to the house of God and pray. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast and broadcast. Please join me in prayer as we pray over our prayer list together as well. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege and the power of prayer. And Lord, we thank you for your church being the house of prayer. And Lord, help us to spend time praying more at the house of prayer. And Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults of not being people of prayer and of not praying at your house as we should. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, our prayerlessness, our faults. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, do right, preach right, and pray right. For your glory, praise, and honor, for the salvation of souls to be added to your kingdom, and for Christians to be recovered and revived. And Holy Father God, we pray together for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior through this ministry. We pray for the revival of over 3 million Christians and help them to get back to their first love. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the healing of this nation, for an awakening to take place. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries, that you would lead, guide, and direct them to do your will, to pray without ceasing, to be revived again, and to get back to their first love. We also pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries around the globe. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Mary. Please help her and her sister to pass her examination. their examination. We pray for Dalreen. Heal her sister who is under depression treatment and save her. We pray for Marilyn. Please give her a godly husband. Help her to be a godly wife. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have accepted you into their hearts, who have trusted you as their Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and help these to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Laura Lee. We pray for Chrissy, and we pray for Aditha. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with these in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Noma, Sheldon, and Jennifer. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Committing these souls into your hands and ours. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you the way. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven. Allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.